Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Last night, Fox News anchor Megyn Kelly and Republican likely presidential nominee Donald Trump made up in an interview one critic said would come on a cone with a swirl if it was any softer. 9 months ago, he called her a lightweight and a bimbo because she asked him in that first Republican candidates debate about his misogynistic language about women. Here they were last night.
So when you look back on the past 9 months from that first debate to now, any regrets?
Absolutely, I have regrets. I don't think I want to discuss what the regrets are.
But on the Democratic side, the rift is growing deeper between party chair Debbie Wasserman Schultz and Bernie Sanders, who won the Oregon primary last night while Hillary Clinton claimed Kentucky. Wasserman Schultz is calling on Sanders to tone down his followers and says that a statement he released last night condemning that wild chair throwing at the Nevada State Convention last weekend did not go far enough. Then last night, Sanders threw down a challenge to the party.
It can do the right thing and open its doors and welcome into the party people who are prepared to fight for real economic and social change.
Here now, political analyst Angela Rye is the Democratic strategist unaligned with any campaign who joins us regularly today by Skype. So, Angela, your thoughts about all this?
You know, Robin, I've continued to say that this still is a cakewalk compared to what we experienced in 2008 with Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. I just don't think that it is as severe. I think that what Bernie Sanders has done relative to ensuring that the party is speaking to a broader swath of progressives, that there are issues on the table that a lot of people care about that they still think are left undone or at least unfinished, I think it's a positive thing. I think it is horrible what happened in Nevada. But I got a very clear sense from Bernie Sanders' statement, the statement that his campaign released yesterday, that he does not support nor condone the violence and the actions that were taken by folks who are just extremists, frankly, in Nevada. He is very clear in his statement, and I, for the life of me, cannot understand why Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who is the DNC chair, supposed to be impartial, interviewed on CNN last night and continues to troll him, so to speak, on his position.
Well, let's remind people what you're talking about. Start with Nevada this past weekend. Some of Bernie Sanders supporters threw chairs and issued death threats against the Nevada Democratic Party chairwoman after Sanders lost delegates to Clinton at the state convention in a process that he says was not transparent. This, you know, a lot of voters are new and new to the systems of delegate delegation. Some of his supporters apparently left the chairwoman phone messages like this one.
People like you should be hung in a public execution to show this world that we won't stand for this sort of corruption.
And of course, last night, Bernie Sanders put out that statement you mentioned. He says he believes in nonviolent change. He condemns violence and harassment. But he says the party isn't treating his supporters with the fairness and respect they've earned. And then party chairwoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz, here she is on CNN this morning with Chris Cuomo.
You know, with all due respect, when there is a but in between condemnation of violence generally, and after the word but, you go on to seemingly justify the reason that the violence and intimidation has occurred, then that falls short of making sure that going forward, this kind of conduct doesn't occur
in the
future.
Angela, let's remind people, this is a schism that goes way back to the beginning of this campaign. People felt that the party was even setting up the debate structure to favor Hillary Clinton. It seems like ancient history at this point. But Bernie Sanders' people have always felt that the party was in favor of her. Is this just going to cement that thinking?
I think that Debbie Wasserman Schultz, her response definitely causes greater concern with his supporters. And I have to be honest with you in this moment, Robin, and say I agree with them. I think that she did not sound impartial. She continues to say that he did not condemn the violence, and it's very clear that he does. Now, whether or not she likes the response is another thing to discuss. But I don't think that it's fair or right. And I think at some point, the DNC has to begin to act like a fair arbiter. If Bernie Sanders supporters feel like the rules aren't fair, but it's what's on paper, then have that conversation.
Well, but on the other hand, what about those who say that Bernie Sanders is fueling the fire and expectations unfairly? Talking Points Memo's Josh Marshall writes, Sanders is telling his supporters he can still win, which he can't. He's suggesting that the win is being stolen by a corrupt establishment, an impression which will be validated when his phony prediction that he'll win turns out not to be true. In other words, he's setting the stage for an even bigger brawl, but also, you could add, making it very, very difficult for his followers to think of supporting Hillary Clinton.
I don't think that Bernie Sanders saying that he can still win is a problem, even though I don't agree with it mathematically. But I think that is what you are supposed to do when you are a candidate. It is not Bernie Sanders' position to have to be the arbiter and the impartial arbiter at that of what happens with DNC rules. Should he have to abide by them now that he is registered as a Democrat? Absolutely. Should he tell his supporters that? Absolutely. My issue is not with Bernie Sanders. It is with the DNC at this point, because they need to be being impartial.
Here now, political analyst Angela Rye, a Democratic strategist unaligned with any campaign. Angela, thank you as always.
Thank you.